Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to a special repurposed episode of the Bandit About podcast series. I won't be introducing a guest today, as I've decided to take a break for a few weeks, having released a new episode every week for over a year now. I've also been quite busy this year, working in Santa Land for the past month, playing the role of Mrs. Claus. So rather than trying to keep up with the many hours that I spend preparing, recording, and editing each interview, I've decided instead to repurpose the 20 questions section from some of my earlier interviews. Now, I realise with some of the interviews being quite lengthy that not everyone makes it to this section of the interview, which is perfectly understandable. So today, I will be replaying 20 questions from episodes 11 to 15. The guests that you will hear playing 20 questions today are the youngest drummer in the series, Lockie Durrance, a very enthusiastic Joe Turter, who despite the buzzer going off still wanted to know what the questions were that he missed, the legendary John Reynolds, who has played a major role in around about 90% of my previous guests' drumming journeys, and the fabulously talented Bradley Pallone and Ben Todd, both who come from a long line of musical history here in South Australia. So now it's time for 20 questions, straight after I play the awesome Bandit About theme song, which was written and recorded for the Bandit About podcast series by the very talented Catherine Lambert and Michael Mitzi Bryant. Thanks again for listening and all of your support. Chat today, I'm going to ask Lockie 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Are you ready, Lockie?
I am.
Your time starts now. Name the first concert that you went to.
It was actually Guy Sebastian.
Favourite international drummer?
Danny Carey.
Name your favourite Netflix TV series.
Oh, I don't watch Netflix, so pass.
Name a food that you hate.
Zucchini.
What's better, CDs or digital downloads?
CDs,
I reckon. What was the first CD that you purchased?
I think it was the Tool 10,000
Days. The most sticks that you've dropped during a gig?
Zero. Book? Hit List by
Your
Jackie.
Your biggest fear?
Dropping
Your
a stick.
Your favourite local venue? Name
Bridgeway.
Something that you cannot live without.
True
or false? Social media is the best way to reach fans. Best
True.
Brand of sticks for drummers?
Promark
the Simpsons
Victor.
Or SpongeBob SquarePants? The best
Simpsons.
Drum solo that you've heard?
Chocolate Chip Trip by
Danny Carey. If you could be
anyone
Carey. In the world for just one day, who would you be?
Whoops,
if you
sorry,
could be
you cut
anyone
out,
in the world for just one day, who would you be? Quick.
I reckon Danny Carey again.
Name
I'm a bit
a
of a fan.
Band you wish you'd seen live.
Rage Against the Machine.
Time.
Oh, I don't know, pass.
We're out of time. Okay. Before we end our chat today, I'm going to ask Joe 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Are you ready, Joe?
I am.
You are? Okay. Your time ready. Starts now. Name the first single that you purchased.
Single.
Single.
I think it was Daddy Cool.
Favourite international band?
Led Zeppelin.
Which band do you prefer, Judas Priest or Iron Maiden?
Priest.
Name your favourite Divinyl song.
I Touch Myself.
Who has been the hardest person to cater for?
Morrissey.
Name the first concert you went to.
Joe Cocker.
Most sticks that you've dropped during a gig.
Most what?
Sticks that you've dropped
during a gig. Oh, shit, I don't know. The Gaslight. Pissed.
Favourite brand of coffee?
Favourite brand?
Mm-hmm.
My own.
Biggest
Espresso
fear.
Delight.
Biggest
Espresso.
Fear.
Hey?
Your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, heights.
What's the most useless talent that you have?
Useless?
Mm-hmm.
Love.
True or false? Drumming makes your brain more efficient.
True.
Favourite brand of sticks?
Chromar.
What song do you sing in the shower?
I don't sing.
What was the first car that you owned?
Ford Falcon XY Wagon.
Name your favourite cartoon character.
Bugs Bunny.
Name a band you wish you'd seen play live.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, we've just run out of time. Hang on, let's stop that.
Was that 20 questions?
Oh, we didn't get through the 20, we ran out of time.
What was the last one?
End our chat today. I'm going to ask John 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Are you ready, John?
Yes, I am.
Your time starts now. Name the first concert that you went to.
The first what?
Concert that you went to.
I'll pass.
How many drums are in a standard drum kit?
Five.
Name your favourite band from the 60s.
The Beatles.
Complete the next line in this song. Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
M-O-C, whatever.
A-U-I-M-O-U-S-E. Name a food that you hate.
Meat.
Name the first album that you purchased.
Louis Belson.
Who was the host of Bandstand?
I can picture him now. I forget. Brian Anderson.
Yes, that's right. What's your favourite song to play?
Neil Diamond's Country Granola Sweet.
Name something that you cannot live without.
I'm a wife.
During the Looney Tunes cartoon The Rabbit of Seville, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd marry. Which character becomes the bride?
Elmer, no. Oh.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, Elmer.
What is it that Louis the Fly was afraid of? What is it that Louis the Fly was afraid of?
The spray, you know.
Mortine.
Mortine, yeah.
Your favourite pastime?
Playing drums.
What's your pet hate?
Oh, I don't know. Everything. No, I don't know. No, pass.
Who's your favourite movie star?
Don't really agree.
Okay, great. You did really well. Before we end our chat today, I'm going to ask Brad 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Are you ready, Bradley?
I am ready.
Your time starts now. Name the first concert that you went to.
Daly Wilson Big Band.
Favourite international drummer.
Vinnie Colaiuta.
In the song Yankee Doodle, what does Yankee Doodle do with his feather?
I've got no idea.
He stuck a feather in his cap and called it...
Macaroni?
There you go.
Oh.
Your favourite Led Zeppelin album?
Favourite? Physical Graffiti. Just.
Name the first album that you purchased.
With my own money, it would be Jean-Michel Jarre, Zuluk.
The most sticks that you've dropped during a gig?
In an important gig, 3, Edinburgh Usher Hall.
Favourite book?
Favourite book, Scuffy the Tugboat.
Your biggest fear?
Probably spiders.
Your favourite television series?
Series? Schitt's Creek?
Name something that you cannot live without.
My partner?
Who had the better band? The Banana Splits or Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Also wouldn't have a clue. I'll just say the Chipmunks because I think I had a Chipmunks album.
You probably did.
Yeah.
Best brand of deodorant for drummers?
Oh, just all of them at the same time.
Name the first single that you purchased.
Our first single was something terrible like something by Nick Kershaw, I reckon. Can't remember what it was called.
Wouldn't It Be Good or something like that, wasn't it?
Might have been. Yeah.
Excluding Moby Dick, name the best drum solo that you've played.
That I've played?
Yeah.
Probably something a long time ago when I was a bit better.
If you could be anyone in the world for just one day, who would you be?
Probably... Oh, is that the alarm?
Time's up, yep.
Oh, thank God I don't have to answer that one. I was just going to say myself because I'm awesome.
Before we end our chat today, I'm going to ask Ben 20 quick random questions, or as many as we can get through in the space of 2 minutes to close the interview. Now, Ben and the circus crew share a tradition of answering trivia questions during the non-musical sections of the show, so he should be able to do this quite easily, I think. Are you ready, Ben?
I'll give my best shot.
Your time starts now. What was the first concert that you went to?
I think it would have been a gig of Dad's, maybe a jazz trio at like the Fox and Hounds or something
according
like that.
According to Peter Coon, what should you wash your face with?
Orange
juice,
of course.
Name the first album that you purchased.
Of course. Oh, I think it was the Harry Connick Jr.
How far away from the toilet does a toothbrush have to be to ensure airborne particles will not reach it?
It is a decent amount, and that is difficult to do when you live in hotel rooms. But I think it's like 4 metres, isn't it? Something like that.
Name a band you wish you had seen perform live.
I saw Lettuce live.
Which animated
love that
series
band.
Was better, Digimon or Pokemon?
I was Pokemon. Cheers.
Name your favourite Broadway music.
The one that had the most impression on me was probably Wicked.
If you could trade places with anyone for a day, who would it be?
I would say Vinnie Colaiuta, because I think he gets to play
who
with
was
some
a better
incredible
drummer,
people.
Buddy Rich or Elvin Jones?
Oh, goodness. It's caused some controversy here. I listen to a lot of Buddy Rich, so I feel like he's had more of an influence on my playing.
Name your favourite song.
What is Hip?
We've run out of time.
Oh, goodness. That went quick.
The Engine Room series will return early in the new year, and I look forward to bringing you more interviews from our extremely talented South Australian drumming community. Until then, I hope that you all have a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous new year. Bye from me, Di. Banded About, proudly supporting live music.